Welcome back to Radio Islam International. We are just trying to get hold of Ian Henshaw regarding 9/11. Throughout the day on Radio Islam International, we are speaking about the day the world changed, and as we look at how that fateful day changed the world forever. And from the morning, we've been interviewing different guests and different speakers. So my engineer indicates to me that now we do have the author of the new evidence, 9/11, Ian Henshaw. So firstly, good evening to you. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Islam. Ian, you are live on Radio Islam International.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. How are you, Ian?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. But I'm not so good with software, so it's a while since I've used Skype, so please accept my apologies for not being available straight away.
Apologies accepted. No problem. Thank you very much. We appreciate that you have taken our time to share with our listeners with regards to 9/11. And you are your book, The New Evidence, the original bestseller, fully updates and revises what's starting at new facts. So firstly, throughout the day on Radio Islam International, we've been interviewing different guests regarding the day that the world changed. So 20 years on, Ian, are people still searching for the truth of what happened that fateful day?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it couldn't have been better written as a mystery story. You know, you've got towers appearing to explode. You've got crazy guys who couldn't fly planes, apparently flying planes into, you know, very difficult situations. It's just, you know, wherever you look, there's a mystery. So I think it'll keep going. And of course, more importantly, the 9/11 wars may well continue. You know, it could turn out that this retreat from Afghanistan is just a temporary move, and there's an increase in drone attacks and distance bombing. And that, of course, will take everybody back to why we put up with this. And in the West, you know, our voters, we could vote against it if we wanted to, but we don't. And, you know, that people are going to start thinking, well, what got us into this? And what got us into this was the 9/11 attacks. Nobody can deny that.
Ian, did 9/11 give the neocons the excuse they needed to invade Muslim lands with little or no opposition?
Well, absolutely. There was a huge wave of hysteria in the West. I mean, we can call it hysteria now, because now we know that 3,000 people died in New York, very tragically, and more like 300,000 people died in Iraq and Afghanistan, perhaps even more. So, you know, it's safe to say that there was a hysteria in the West, and they became blinded, you know, the usual double standards. I say they because, you know, I don't think ordinary people went along with this, but they're just a bit, you know, they're not interested. That's the problem.
So in your opinion, Ian, has the war on the terror now officially ended with the end of the war in Afghanistan?
I don't think it has. I think I'm giving Biden the benefit of the doubt. You know, so far he's done the right things. I don't welcome particularly the Taliban in Afghanistan. But, you know, maybe that's better than getting hit by American bombs and left in poverty. So, you know, I think Biden might be trying to do the right thing. But the problem is, what happens if people within the American military-industrial complex decide that they want their budgets increased? And, you know, they might organize some false flag, you know, the temptation to organize false flag operations to recreate the hysteria of 9/11 is going to be very tempting to a lot of people. You know, they're more interested in the money than the morality. You've got to be in the arms trade.
So now, Ian, with the end of the war on Afghanistan, will your efforts on new evidence come to a halt?
Not really, no. I mean, I think it's changing. It's now in the courts. There's quite a lot of action going on in the American courts. And, of course, in England, we've got Matt Campbell, who's asking for the inquest on his brother to be reopened, and he's getting a lot of publicity here. There's been more publicity about 9/11 skeptics here in the UK in the mainstream media in the last few days than there has been in the last 20 years. I've just come off talk radio. They gave me 20 minutes prime time mainstream you know, so things are going our way. They're just going very slowly. I say our way, people who want to find out the truth. I think, you know, it's a mistake to fall into the trap of thinking you know exactly what happened that day, because whatever it was certainly an intelligence operation. And intelligence people, you know, whoever they are, aren't stupid, and they can disguise things. So, you know, all we can say is that, I think all we can say is that it's highly suspicious. It was very, very convenient for the people whose failure, so-called failures, allowed the 9/11 attacks to happen. And, you know, that's where we're at now. It is unraveling for them. They've been denounced by Richard Clarke, who was the counterterrorism chief in the White House at the time. He said the CIA had a black operation, which was kept secret from him. He should have been told about it. And he still doesn't know quite what they were up to. But it was something that was effectively helping the alleged hijackers lay a trail and possibly fly the planes into the buildings.
Ian, if I'm not mistaken, last time we spoke to you was last year this time. So is there any new evidence that has come out in the last 365 days since we last spoke on Radio Islam International?
No, there hasn't been any bombshell. I'm trying to think here, because we already knew about the Halsey report, didn't we? The University of Alaska report, which said that World Trade Center 7 could not have collapsed in the way that the official story says it did. That's come out in the last 2 or 3 years. I'm going to have to wrap my brains and maybe get back to you on that.
No problem. So we move on further, Ian. Some would say that if the official story was wrong, the mainstream media would have told us. So what do you say about that?
Well, of course they wouldn't. And look what happened over Iraq. They gave us the wrong story, and they barely even apologized when they were exposed as having peddled lies. There was no news editor was sacked for saying that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction when they didn't. They might not have been lying, but they were certainly incompetent. The UN inspectors could have told them that Iraq didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. So I think, you know, here in the NATO countries, the news is pretty quite strongly controlled. Just to get back to your earlier question about developments in the last year, there has been a lot of legal developments in America in the courts, but so far there hasn't been a breakthrough. But the people who are trying to get information on Saudi Arabia are, there's a lot of relatives who are, you know, suspicious of the Saudi role in 9/11 one way or another. And they're trying to get papers opened up, you know, from the FBI and the CIA. And Biden has agreed to do it, but whether he actually will do it is another matter.
Finally, Ian, before we let you go, are people slowly but surely forgetting about 9/11 and has the effects and the effects it has had on the new world?
Are people forgetting about it? Well, a lot of people, of course, don't even remember it, because anybody who's, you know, under about 30 doesn't really remember it very clearly, if at all. But no, I think it's more likely. I think there are so many interests. You know, the pro-Israel lobby, they love to remind us about 9/11 because it was such a huge benefit to Israel. Not that I'm certainly not saying Israel did it, but it was of benefit. It was very welcome, and you can see from Netanyahu's quotes. So there's some powerful lobbies. There's the military-industrial complex who make money, make trillions and squillions. Isn't that amazing? They managed to leave Afghanistan in total poverty, even though they'd spent trillions of dollars, certainly billions, on the war there. You know, couldn't they have diverted a few million just to keep people fed? I mean, the whole thing's a nonsense.
Quite interesting and fascinating. Thank you very much for your time on Radio Islam, Ian, and hope to speak to you soon again.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.